After weeks of waiting, University of Michigan head football coach Jim Harbaugh and athletic director Ward Manuel finally agreed to extend Harbaugh's contract through 2025. There are no polls tracking fan reaction, but it's clear Michigan fans do not feel the same way they did 6 years ago when Harbaugh surprised the sporting world by returning to coach his alma mater. Back then, fans regarded Harbaugh as the savior who would return Michigan to the promised land, and he delivered almost immediately. His first Michigan team won 10 games, twice as many as the year before, portending great things to come. Off the field, Harbaugh's players were even better. They consistently finished in the top five academically, they stayed out of trouble, and they did it all without a hint of scandal. But the national media, it turns out, does not care about any of those things. Harbaugh's second team was one play away from beating Ohio State, winning its division, and going to the Big Ten title game. But the Wolverines lost in double overtime. That has been the high point so far. It's hard to know how much weight to give the COVID-shortened 2020 season, but it's impossible to spin Michigan's 2-4 record, including its first loss to Indiana in 33 years. If fans were allowed to attend, you would have heard a lot of booing. Then the waiting began. Would Harbaugh jump to the NFL or stay at Michigan? Would Michigan still want him or prefer shopping for the next thing? Six NFL teams are hiring new coaches, but as far as we know, Harbaugh never received an offer. Michigan, however, could have hired a number of serious candidates who privately expressed interest. And here is an overlooked point. It might have been easier for Harbaugh to turn around Brady Hoke's underachieving program than it will be for him to turn around his own program. Michigan's margin of error has shrunk. Thanks to COVID, the athletic department could lose half of its almost $200 million budget this fiscal year. Michigan season ticket holders don't have the patience they used to have 6 years ago either. They're not likely to buy up all the stadium's luxury suites, club seating, and standard season tickets. In short, it's a bad time to have a bad year. For all these reasons, athletic director Manuel crafted a contract that actually makes sense, rare in college football. He cut Harbaugh's salary from $8 million a year to $4 million, with incentives to make up the difference if Harbaugh beats Ohio State, wins the Big Ten title, and takes the national title. More significantly, Michigan cut way back on the buyout, what the school would have to pay Harbaugh if it fired him. Of all the crazy aspects of big-time college sports, the buyout boom is the craziest. Paying a coach millions of dollars to do his job is one thing, but paying him millions of dollars after he failed to do it is quite another. A couple years ago, I wrote that this insanity has got to stop, and Manuel might be the first big-time athletic director to stop it. Whether Harbaugh, who never coached longer than 4 years at his previous stops, can rebuild his own program remains to be seen. Harbaugh is often at his best when his back is against the wall. He loves to prove his daughters wrong, and he's got a long history of doing it. His new contract suggests he is betting on himself yet again. But whatever happens, college football just took a small step toward sanity.